Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Hello, and welcome, and how are you doing? I'm Lisa Berry, and you're listening to today's inspiration. Are you ready to get inspired? Are you ready to share and connect with me? And hopefully leave here after listening feeling better, uplifted, more love in the world, and with a perspective knowing that everything's going to be okay. You know, life teaches us many lessons if you just stop and listen. I find those lessons when I wake up in the morning or looking at the flowers outside or finding a pair of shoes on sale, wherever you find your lessons, they're there. And every week, I'm not an intuitive or I'm not somebody who can tell your future, but I listen to life and I receive messages and lessons and things that I'd like to pass along. And, you know, you just go through things. That's life. Life is an interesting, complicated journey. Although I was reading Gary Zukav says life is a process. Something I'll think about, talk about on a future show. Is life a journey or a process? Are we here? I feel like it's a journey. I feel like I'm walking across the planet and I'm learning every day. And I work in radio and I get the opportunity to do the show. And I'm so grateful that you are taking the time to listen so I can pass along my life lessons and a little perspective in hopes that you live a happier, more balanced, loving life. Isn't that what we really all want? Isn't that really what it's all about? You get worked up. Sometimes hormones or testosterone or something gets in there and it affects your perspective. And that's when you got to calm yourself down and say, it's going to be okay. And don't let them get the best of you. Take time to figure out who you are, what's important, what you have. What are the gifts? Why are you here? What is your purpose in this journey? Is it a process or is it a journey? I'd love to hear your take on that. You can email me at lisaloveberry@gmail.com. That's Berry with an A. Love hearing from everyone, connecting with you. That's why I do this show. And that's my life. And sometimes I don't like to dwell on it because it was not pretty. And I don't come to this place, to this knowledge, to this awareness easily. And I don't like to share the whole ding-dang story every time I do the show, but it's there. And if you want to hear it, I will share it with you. I just want to let you know that this is what I've learned. This is where I've come, and hopefully this will help you see life a little differently. And number one, it's not worth nothing. What is really worth getting worked up over? I mean, I know somebody could be having major surgery or be in a life-threatening situation, and that's one of the lessons that I have been learning in this past week is I know two people, one very, very old, one sadly very, very young, hanging on to the last strings of life, and their loved ones have surrounded them and think, this is it. And every day something happens and it's not it. And it has taught me, one, the strength of the human body, and B, who's in charge of your destiny. The strength of the human body, when so many people are fighting alive, and then I just happen to know these two situations where people have been deemed by medical professionals to be at the end of life and in the arms of their loved one for, it seems like days, and thinking, this is it. And then something happens and it's not it. So you never know when this is it. So you got to miss up every moment until this is it. And the strength of the human body, you can go on. You can go on. And who is in charge of our destiny? Are you in charge of your destiny? You are to a certain extent. You're in charge of your day-to-day destiny. I don't know who's in charge of your end-of-life destiny. I know someone who had stage 3-4 cancer, and the doctor said only one person knows your destiny, knows what's going to happen. So none of us knows what's going to happen. The life can change in an instant. I woke up today and I had a little tinge in my back and then went away. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful I don't have back pains. I know so many people who do, and it's not something you want to deal with. I'm so grateful I don't have to eat pains, but I'm ignoring it because I'm not going to let it get me down. I don't want to waste today. It's a new day full of possibilities and opportunities, and most of which I have to make myself. Sometimes miracles happen. I read, a grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. I thought that is such a lovely thought. That's why I try to have, I'm grateful my back doesn't hurt. I'm grateful that I have this opportunity to share with you on the show. I'm super duper grateful that you're taking the time to listen, and hoping that my use of the term super duper doesn't turn you off. Just trying to have some fun. Life should be fun. You should enjoy the journey. Seeing so many people in so many situations, and the lesson they learned is, I don't want to take too much too seriously. Some people are very serious, and maybe they're wired that way, and I'm not judging them. I'm loving them. No judging, just loving. But I have been blessed with a good sense of humor, and I know I don't crack a lot of jokes on this show, but I do try to take a lighthearted look at life, and I do try to find humor in as many things as possible, probably to me, or some people's liking, but why not laugh? You can cry, or you can worry, but why not laugh? Why not enjoy the moment? Enjoy the people around you. And if you don't enjoy the people around you, find some people around you to enjoy. It takes effort. It really does. But it's all worth it. Because life is a journey, a short journey for some and a longer journey for others. And none of us knows when that journey is going to end or how it's going to end. So why not be in this moment and enjoy it as much as possible? So that was one of the lessons I learned from the universe or God or whomever, my neighbor or whoever is teaching us lessons. We can learn so much from so many different things that never underestimate the strength of the human body or the human mind. And who's in charge of our destiny? Who do we know? How do we know when that's going to change? Then I heard a lot this week, a lot about Don Miguel and the Four Agreements. Are you familiar with them? It's just fun for me to seek them out. And it turns out in the United States, Tom Brady, big fantasy football player, who's married to a supermodel, Giselle Bündchen, just recently revealed that they read this book. They read this book every year, and it gives them perspective on life. And, you know, I guess that's what it takes in our country, is somebody who's popular, a sports or an athletic leader, to endorse something like this, and then it becomes more mainstream. Because I've been talking about Don Miguel Ruiz and the Four Agreements for a long time, and I've certainly been taking credit for it. A lot of people talk about him, and he's a wonderful soul. And here are the Four Agreements. Be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip about others. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. And that does take some mindfulness and some being in the moment and not getting caught up in the gossip. And it's almost like I have a mini stop sign in my head these days. You know, we all have our work situations, dealing with other people, and things happen, and then you want to go there with the crowd. I mean, don't get caught up in the gossip. Be impeccable with your words. Speak with integrity. Say only what you mean. Avoid using the word to speak against yourself or to gossip. Use the power of your word in the direction of truth and love. And that's why I'm here, and that's why you're listening. And truth, I think, is objective. Truth is, to me, reality, and everybody's reality is different. And you create your own reality, you realize that or not. But I want to speak about love. I want to talk about love. I want to make love mainstream. Because people seem to be uncomfortable with that word. If you grew up in a home and love wasn't mentioned much, like my home, my siblings and my family, we don't throw the L word around a lot, but we should certainly love them. I have love for everyone. I, Lisa Berry, began this journey intensification by meditating and realizing that my greatest gift is that I have a large capacity for love. And so I'm here to share it with you. I'm here to hug you over the radio or wherever you're listening, on your iPod or your iPhone, maybe you dialed in and you're listening now or you're listening later. I'm here. I'm telling you through this microphone, what you feel it. Because that's my greatest gift that I have to bring to this world. I want to make love. I want to use my words to share love. So we're talking about the Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz. The second one is don't take anything personally. And this is the one I've seen so many people talking about this week and sharing. And it's mind-blowing. It will open up your world, and it will change your day-to-day existence when you follow this last lesson. Nothing others do is good with you. What others say and do is a projection of their own reality, their own self-view. When you are immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of mental suffering. Do you hear that? Do you feel that? Do you know what that means? That means people, and I do it myself, even though I know about this, and I immerse myself in it, and I talk about it, and I read it, and I've been reading this for years, and yet you go out there in the world, and things happen, and you think, oh, there's just that. Everybody's just kind of swimming upstream, and everyone's just trying to get through the day, and don't be spending, you're not even thinking about it. Everyone's doing their own thing. Nothing others do is because of you. probably 1 out of 100 times it is, but 99.9% of the times will ever say and do with a projection of their own reality, their own brain. When you're immune to the opinions and actions of others, you won't be the victim of the universe. Please write that down. Email me and I'll send it to you. The love of the or Google Don Miguel Ruiz on the forums. And remember that. It'll blow your mind. It'll open up your heart. It'll open up your life. And it is such a great way to look at life. Such a great way to just let it go. Not to take it on you. And it's just a sigh. Things happen and people say things. And then you think, oh, they're just doing that coffee bag. And to be aware of that and to know that and to keep that thought in your pocket, close to your heart and in your mind and in your soul, it'll just save you so much stress. It'll help ease your journey through the day as a process of carrying the process. But don't take anything personally. And I think so many people mentioned this in the last week, so I feel like these are the life lessons that I'm getting that I share with you. And it's not any abracadabra, hooey-scooey thing. It's just life. If you stop and you listen, you will hear things, and you will learn things, and you will get perspective of why did that happen. I'm here now because of all the junk that I've been through in my life. And it hasn't been pretty. And every day is still a stroke like you. We're all just trying to get up and put our best face on and our foot forward and move through the day. But I have found ways to make that more enjoyable, more enjoyable. Way to make a whole enjoyable. Let it go. Don't take it personally. Have some perspective on yourself and you love yourself. And I think that's such a hard thing to do. I think if I love myself in this situation, if I really love myself, if I let this person talk to me, I mean, it's an ongoing, I don't want to say battle, but or struggle, but it's an ongoing journey, it's an ongoing effort to walk the way you want to walk and be with people you want to be with and loving yourself and allowing people to be nice and you deserve the best wonderful. A third of the four agreements is don't make assumptions. Find the courage to ask questions and to express what you really want. Communicate with others as clearly as you can to avoid misunderstanding, sadness, and drama. With just this one agreement, you can completely transform your life. I think it's a good one. It hasn't transformed me as much as don't take anything personally, but maybe that was my battle or where I was in life. But don't make assumptions. I'm encouraged to ask questions. And I love to ask questions, and I always tell people no question is a dumb question. Sometimes people don't understand your question because they assume your question means something else. It gets very complicated when you deal with complicated personalities. But I am open to any question. If you have a question, ask it. It's a great time to talk and debate, exchange information, and exchange histories and background and connect. That's what it's all about. I'm here to connect with you. And you can ask me any question you want. Don't make any assumptions. And I talk about my life, and you may assume I'm a certain way or I've been to a certain way. I don't really share that. Don't make assumptions. I'm not going to make any assumptions about you. We're just going to connect here. Share some love and laughter as a perspective. And the fourth agreement is always do your best. Your best is going to change from moment to moment. It will be different when you are healthy, self-respect. So when you read these things, people are open to new possibilities. They get excited and they see the potential for happiness, love, and respect with themselves and in their relationships. So it does take effort, it does take mind, it does take reading the book or posting the four agreements or reading them every morning or sharing them on a radio show or listening to them and emailing me, where do I find those? How can you? You do have to be aware. And I think listening to our being part of body, mind, spirit, radio, and magazine is part of that journey. But you can do it. You're halfway there if you're listening right now. Now, a lot of what I like to think about is happy. And people sometimes get upset at being like, you can't make me happy. And everyone's waiting for someone to be happy. But if that is your position, I want to ask you, for a lot of people. I have a friend, and this person said, I just don't think it was great. So here are some ways that you can increase your happiness. Gratefulness. Have gratitude. As I said, gratitude, they're magnets for miracles. I love that. And I think, and I told you, I got up my back hurt. I felt feeling so grateful. Right? Grateful, I have a house over my head. I'm grateful, I'm listening. I have health insurance. I have so many things. And even though life is not necessarily going the way I want, I still have gratitude. And I think having that gratitude and that awareness helps me along. Long-lasting happiness is usually from experience and memory. Nice to have a nice car, nice house. To be really happy, we should be investing in experiences and building memories. People, I think, I don't know if that's the age, get old and realize that thing doesn't necessarily improve your happiness. It might for a few minutes, but my mission in life now is to get people happy, people, experiences, any moment from random. It's just like, my car, the first two should beat the car, and nobody will sneeze in the car, and so, you know, wear gloves in the car, and a couple weeks later, you know, there are burn wrappers in the back seat, and hangers under the car, so, you know, where to walk through, and something like that. You can't do it. So, does that make you happy? Maybe for a while, but think of somebody's birthday. Happiness can also be found in slowing down, listening to others, reconnecting with nature, which is how I started the show, which is what I do every day. I take pictures of the flowers, and I see the raindrops drying on the petals, and see it being darting in and out. So they get part of the process, that's nature. And the more you look around, the more beautiful. And nature is free. And it's free, and it reminds you of the process of life. It reminds you that everything changes and evolves. And there are seasons. And right now, where I'm broadcasting from Michigan, the seasons are changing, summer's wrapping up, and the leaves are already falling. Soon it'll be changing. Last fall, we had the most beautiful leaves changing colors here in Michigan. And I'm talking about bigger than listen to nature slowing down. Happiness does not come from speeding through life. And what can I do next? Who can I impress next? Impress yourself. Know yourself and only worry about yourself. Peace plus love equals happiness. Love grows bigger in your heart. There's always more. When we choose to care more deeply and for more people, our capacity to love expands. That's really what I'm all about. I laugh because I never saw it in writing before. I never saw it. I come on here every week and I say, hi, I'm Lisa Berry, and I have a large capacity to love. And he says, so. And I say, well, I think that's worth something. And now I just saw it written down that it's worth something. You feel my love, the love that I get here to share with you, to try to make more things. You know, when you are on the way out, are you going to wish that you let yourself be happy? Why are you so bad? Like, so be happy now. Who said you can't be happy now? I believe me, I grew up in a family. You couldn't do anything unless you earned it. You had to vacuum before you got to do a thing. You had to clean a bathroom before you got to go see a friend. I had to earn my happiness. I had to earn my money. So maybe now I don't want to earn it. Now I just want to live it. I'm going to live in a place of happiness and love and surround my nature and cause nothing. And be aware of every moment and have gratitude, and all is free of charge. The show is free of charge. I am free of charge because of the love I have to give to the show that I'm doing right now. I want to see the attention. But, you know, love and happiness is when it is. Live, be there. Why is it so have courage and be kind. That will help you success. Don't let regret swallow the times you burn. Don't let me regret. I regret that when my kids were little and I had so many demands on me, I didn't get away from still think I was pretty overwhelmed with the job, parents, and the kids didn't sleep, and you know, we've all been different. And I, that's my only thought, that I would have actually enjoyed it more. And I think that applies to all of us. Any part of us, just relax a little, enjoy it more. You know, make it your subconscious, and maybe it's your history, and maybe it comes with it. I was saying, I'm not a professional doctor, but I'm here off of perspective, balance, and caring, and love, but you know, serious, situations that you get the health segment. But get in there and ride that elephant, and there's some passion and power. Steer it in the rest of the direction you want it to go. Steer it in the places you want to be. Tell yourself, tap into it. Are you having a bunch of shows? There's a lot of tapping. Tap into your mind, tap into your subconscious. Let yourself know it's time. You are here to share a gift, and you are here to make the world a better place, and you can do it. Get in there. Do it. It doesn't occur by chance. It's a choice. You have a choice every single second. You have a choice. What to say, how to feel. I can't tell you how to feel. I can't tell you what to say, but you have a choice. When you get in there and you ride that elephant of your subconscious, and when you think about what's going on, you have a choice. You know, I love the Dalai Lama. I was on the Dalai Lama post that I have. If you think you're too small to make a difference, try to leave the mosquito. I love it. Happiness is not something ready for you to come to the own action. When we feel love and kindness towards others, it not only makes others feel love and fear, but it helps us. So, that's why I'm so grateful for this show, because I've been able to hopefully help people take different roads seeking fulfillment and happiness because they're not on your road. It doesn't mean that we don't need more money. We don't need greater success or fame. We don't need the perfect life. Right now, this very moment, we have a mind. It's all the basics of what we need. Human happiness is satisfaction. Most ultimately comes from the purpose of our lives is to be happy. If you want others to be happy, practice compassion. If you want to be happy, I love this thing. Choose to be optimistic, it feels better. But my favorite all-time Dalai Lama quote: our prime purpose in life is to help others. And you can't help them. Let me tell you. Don't be mean. I don't understand the thing. Why do people want to be mean? It's not why do people want to compare them to? It's not a contest. We're not in the Olympics. You are you, and you have your gift, and it's your job to make the most of it. And then you are a winner in your own life, in your own time. And you look to the world for outside validation and giving away your job. So if somebody wrongs you or hurts you or something happens to you, like you can say that's okay. I still love myself. I still know myself. I'm okay. I know no malice with the things I let I do what I did. I didn't deserve that. Boost yourself up. You are all you've got sometimes. Love yourself. Love yourself. We have a chance. I have found that if you look for things to be wrong, you can find that you expect the best. It's likely that expectation will be met. So, grateful heart. Obviously, we could die if we learn how to live. The answer to dying is to be great. I know a couple of people on the end of life journey, and they're hanging on beyond anyone's expectations. Just a reminder, friends, of the human body. And our destiny. I love Jim Rohn. He has passed away, but I came across his teaching. He's a very powerful teacher of success and many interesting things in life. And one of the things that came across is that one thing that determines success, one thing that determines the level of our potential, reduces the intensity of our activity, and predicts the qualities of the result we receive, and that is our attitude. I have not mentioned attitude is everything. Attitude determines how much of the future we are allowed to see, the size of our dreams, influences our determination when we're faced with challenges, and no one else has control over our lives. Again, it's your choice. I tell you, I woke up kind of cranky, wasn't being very nice, and I thought, this has got to end. I don't want to waste this day being cranky. Got some pressure, some stress going on. I'm choosing an attitude of gratitude. But I'm choosing an attitude of being here for you and connecting with you, hopefully inspiring you with my thoughts and what I want. No one else makes you angry. You make yourself angry. And when you surrender all of your attitude, someone else may say your nose is gross. They merely put our attitude to a test. And man, sometimes it seems like we're testing a lot. But you still have a choice. You can get hostile, angry, jealous, or suspicious, and you have flunked the test. If you condemn yourself by believing you're unworthy, then you have flunked the test. If we care at all about ourselves, we need to be whole. We must learn to guard against those feelings that have the potential to inherit us to become the worst at. And to strengthen those feelings that can lead us to be confident that the future, a better future lies ahead. If we want to receive the rewards the future holds and trust in us, we must exercise the most important choice given to us as members of the human race by maintaining total dominion over our attitude. Our attitude is an asset, treasure, great. You have the right attitude. You can do it. Having the right attitude is an essential prerequisite for success. The right attitude is one of the fundamentals. That is why we must constantly examine our future and our possibilities for achievement. That's why I talk about having self-knowledge, self-awareness, knowing who you are and what you're good for, what are you bringing to this world, and then let that be a journey or a process, this journey. I would call it a journey. How does that decide? Is it worth it to take time to figure out who you are, what's it all about, and why? If not, I don't want to make a judgment about you. You're just going to be the stuff. It's bad. If you're unhappy and things aren't going your way, well, that is life. That's how it goes. And it took me a long time to learn. But now I have a choice. I have a choice to let it all go and live in this moment and expect the best. It's my attitude. It's my choice. I choose happiness. And I choose love. And if your emotional nature governs most of your daily conduct in your own personal business, it's the emotional aspect of our experience that determines our views. How we feel about life events is a powerful force that can either freeze us on our tracks or inspire us to take action. The right attitude, we can move the wrong attitude separates achievers from dreamers. So instead of complaining, become a champion. Instead of finding what's wrong, like I said earlier, you know, we can all find what's wrong. If you look for things to be wrong, you can find some better. But if you expect the best, life is expected to be met. So why not expect the best? Why not go for the gold? Why not reach for the stars and dream for the top and make every day and every moment the best? Because you have the choice and you have the power. And as I said, I have been wounded. We're all the walking wounded. And I've been through so much stuff. So I'm not just saying